This recording was made on September 23rd. The Friday the source is referring to was September 20th. This was the very next day after the Plano Tomorrow Plan lawsuit was heard by Judge Wade, and while the case was still under the jurisdiction of Judge Ben Smith. On this clip you will hear the source admit to engaging in ex parte conversations with Ben Smith, both before and after the hearing. Ex parte conversations are illegal. Ex parte conversations are not emails, letters, petitions, briefs, or other documentation filed with the court. You will hear the source say Ben Smith told her he was getting pressure from many sources. She will also describe how Ben Smith told her he cannot discuss who contacted him, when he was contacted, or the extent of the dialogue in these ex parte conversations. He says he cannot discuss these ex parte conversations as they involve facts of the case. This is a lie. Ex parte conversations are not part of the facts of the case and therefore can and should be disclosed. Someone is lying. Either Ben Smith has lied to the source, or the source is lying.
I talked to Ben Smith for 50 minutes on Friday afternoon. Just listening to him, he was very calm, very much explaining to me all the different procedures that I had no idea about. He said he was getting it from all angles. If the public loses trust, they're welcome to support someone else. The more people talk to him, you know, it's true. I was one of them that talked to him, and I said, was what I said causing you, you know, to reconsider? And he said, no, you were just telling me the facts. And but other people were really putting pressure on him. He can't talk about specific facts in the case like people who communicated with him. He said he was constrained in how much he can respond to all of the emotional comments that were going on in social media.
He said that people approached him ex parte. That means so people actually physically approached him. It wasn't an email, and it wasn't social media.
What you have just heard is Ben Smith admitting he participated in ex parte conversations that could call his impartiality into question. This is a clear violation of the Texas Judicial Code of Conduct. A judge shall not initiate, permit, or consider ex parte communications concerning the merits of a pending or impending judicial proceeding. What you will hear next is the source describing how Ben Smith told her he lost his impartiality and ability to follow the law. His discussion of this issue, much less his inability to be fair and render a decision based on law, are two additional violations of the Texas Judicial Code of Conduct. First, a judge shall perform judicial duties without personal bias or prejudice. And second, a judge shall comply with the law and should act at all times in a manner that promotes public confidence in the integrity and impartiality of the judiciary. The source will also quote Ben Smith saying he transferred the case. This is a lie. The case was never transferred to another court. Judge Wheeless issued an order assigning Henry Wade to Smith's court. No mention of this case was ever set forth in the assignment order by Judge Wheeless. Again, someone is lying, either Smith or the source.
I understand that you're saying that Ben transferred it to another judge a week before the case was to be heard?
Yes. He was beginning to question his own ability to be impartial. He said, Prosper, where he lives, tried to push Agenda 21 on them. He wouldn't like it. So he was starting to really think in his own mind if he could actually be impartial and be able to be an originalist, follow the law.
What you have just heard is a person who spoke directly to Ben Smith and detailed why Ben Smith is unfit to be the judge of the 380th District Court. He clearly violated at least three sections of the Texas Judicial Code of Conduct and denied justice to hundreds of thousands of North Texans, while wasting hundreds of thousands of taxpayers' money and tens of thousands of private funds. None of this would be necessary if Ben Smith had just followed the law and his oath. Smith has violated the public's trust and must therefore be replaced.